Whoa. The AI world is just on fire today, December 12th, 2024, and it seems like every major tech company decided to make a big AI announcement all at once.
You aren't kidding.
So we're going deep, deep, deep into all of this news with our source today, a daily chronicle of AI innovations on December 12th, 2024.
Straight from the source, hot off the presses.
Exactly. Our mission today is to help you, dear listener, understand what is actually important in all of this news and cut through all the noise and figure out what is really going to change your life.
Yeah, what is all the hype about? Should we care?
Well, let's just say some of the biggest headlines we're going to be diving into include Apple making their own AI chips now.
Whoa.
Google just launched this new Gemini 2.0, which has some really mind-blowing features.
I can't wait to dive into that.
And ChatGPT, which we all know and love,
Yeah.
is now,
Love.
well, like at least, ChatGPT is now integrated directly into Apple devices.
Okay, let's start with Apple. This AI chip they announced, Baltra, made in partnership with Broadcom. That's a big deal. And they're aiming to get this chip into devices by 2026.
So it makes you wonder, are they trying to catch up to Google, who seems to be dominating the AI space right now? Or are they trying to ensure they have full control over their AI destiny?
Yeah, or both.
I think it's probably both. What is clear, though, is that they really don't want to be dependent on companies like NVIDIA for AI chips. This
No.
will give them more speed and efficiency. Imagine how much faster AI on your iPhone could become.
And speaking of speed, they also just released iOS 18.2, which has a ton of new AI features. Some are fun, like this new Genmoji thing.
Yeah.
You can create your own emojis from text prompts or even picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a small feature, but I think it shows how AI is being used now to let people express themselves and customize their phones even more.
Yeah. And then there's Image Playground, which is AI image creation baked right into your iPhone. Imagine making a visual right within a text message.
Wow. So we are going beyond novelty and actually getting to utility with these features. This is going to change how we communicate and work and think.
And what about visual intelligence? This is only for iPhone 16, but it uses the camera to scan what is around you and gives you information.
Now, this one is going to raise some eyebrows. I mean, what about data privacy? But on the other hand, imagine if you can't see well and this AI is telling you what is around you as you walk down the street.
It's like a superpower. Okay, so we have to talk about Google now.
Please, yes.
They just dropped a major bombshell with Gemini 2.0. It's like they rebuild AI from scratch.
It's not just an upgrade, it's a total revolution.
Yeah.
And they are emphasizing these AI agents, which are basically just like super virtual assistants that can do almost anything you can ask them to.
Yeah, and they are fast. Gemini 2.0 Flash is blazing fast.
Much faster than the previous one. But here's what is really cool. Gemini 2.0 stream real time. This handles text, voice, video, and screen sharing. All for free. ChatGPT Pro is what, like $200 a month? Google is blowing the competition out of the water with this one.
This is huge, GE. Google is making a strong statement about giving everyone access to this powerful AI. Other companies are going to have to follow suit or get left behind. So what really stood out to you in Gemini 2.0?
Definitely Project Astra. It understands not only what you say, but also how you say it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It remembers your last 10 minutes of interaction and can even access Google Apps.
So it's like having a human assistant who can remember anything and do anything for you on the computer. Plus, they're testing this on glasses now. Imagine walking down the street with an AI living in your field of vision.
That sounds kind of scary, to be honest. Are we really ready for that level of connection? It's something to think about.
Okay, we have more Google news. There's Project Mariner, which is AI built into Chrome to help you use the web better. They claim it has an 83.5% accuracy rate.
That is pretty high.
Imagine using Google Search, and it actually understands what you mean and gives you exactly what you want.
And no more annoying ads.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, and for all the coders out there, Google also released Jules, which is an AI that helps you code inside of GitHub.
So no more searching Stack Overflow for help. Just ask Jules.
Haha, exactly. And to top it all off, Google now has AI agents that can analyze your video game playing and give you advice in real time.
That raises some interesting questions. Does that make the game too easy? I mean, where is the fun in winning if the AI is doing all the thinking?
True. I think every time AI takes a leap forward, we have to ask ourselves what we're losing.
Okay, so they also released Deep Research, which is an AI to help academics do research.
So it can make research plans, analyze data, and even write reports with sources. It's like having a personal research assistant.
Pretty incredible, but I still think human researchers are needed to make sure this AI doesn't go off the rails.
Couldn't agree more. These are just tools, and it's up to humans to use them responsibly.
Okay, before we drown in all this Google news, let's talk about OpenAI partnering with Apple to bring ChatGPT to Apple Intelligence.
Big news.
It seems like these tech companies know that they need to work together to create the best user experience possible.
Right. It's not about competition. It's about creating the best AI ecosystem.
Exactly. And with this partnership, you don't even need a ChatGPT account. It is just integrated into Siri on iPhone 16 and 15 Pro. So when you ask Siri a difficult question, ChatGPT kicks in automatically. And Apple says the privacy is built right in.
This makes sense for Apple. They want to be known as the company that cares about your privacy. But it also shows that they are serious about making AI accessible to everyone.
And remember that visual intelligence feature on iPhone 16?
Yeah.
Well, now it can use ChatGPT to analyze what it sees. So if you need fashion advice, point your phone at your clothes and ask. Or point it at a plant and ask what kind it is.
So ChatGPT isn't just a text-based AI anymore. It can understand what it sees and give you information about the world around you.
And if that wasn't enough, ChatGPT is also integrated into the writing tools on Apple devices now. So you can imagine generating text and images right within your favorite apps.
It's truly remarkable, isn't it? I mean, the possibilities are mind-boggling. But it does raise some big questions about who owns the rights to this AI-generated content and how we even measure creativity in a world where AI can make art so easily. These are questions we need to answer as this technology gets more powerful.
Wow, there is so much happening in the Apple and Google world.
It's a lot to take in.
But we can't forget that the rest of the world is also making AI moves.
Oh yeah, this Chronicle is packed with news from other companies too.
And even countries. I mean, did you see this news about Russia forming an AI alliance with the BRICS nations?
That's a big deal. It shows that AI is becoming a major factor on the world stage. It's not just about tech anymore, it's about global power.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, is this the start of a new kind of arms race? But instead of weapons, it's AI that everyone is after.
It's possible, right? AI could become the key to economic and even military dominance, so the stakes are high.
Okay, let's zoom in on something a bit more fun. Did you read about eSelf? It's a platform for making video-based AI agents.
Oh, yeah. Imagine having a virtual tutor who can not only explain things to you, but also see your face and know if you are getting it or not, and then change how they are teaching based on your reactions.
That would be amazing for education. Everyone learns differently, and to have an AI that can adapt to your style would be a game changer.
And think beyond education, customer service, healthcare, even video games. Imagine talking to a therapist via video chat who can actually see how you are feeling, or a video game character who reacts naturally to you.
That's wild. The lines are really blurring between the real world and the virtual world.
And it makes you think about how we will interact with AI in the future. If AI gets more human-like, will we start to form real bonds with them? I mean, I know people who name their Roombas.
That's true. Okay, I think this Chronicle does a great job of capturing this moment in history where AI is advancing so fast and touching so many aspects of our lives. It's exciting, but also a little bit scary.
Yeah, I agree. I think we have a responsibility to make sure we are using this powerful tool in the right way so that it benefits everyone.
So what are some of the big questions we should be asking ourselves as AI becomes more and more a part of our world?
Well, I think one of the most pressing issues is ethics. Who is to blame when an AI makes a mistake? Or how do we ensure that AI is used fairly and doesn't discriminate against certain groups of people?
Those are big questions, and I don't think we have the answers yet, but we need to start thinking about this now.
And we need to think about the impact of AI on society as a whole. Will it take away our jobs?
It's already happening in some industries.
Exactly. And then there is the question of privacy. I mean, if we are going to be using AI all the time, how do we know that our data is safe, and how do we prevent AI from being used to manipulate us?
We are really entering uncharted territory here. The old rules don't apply anymore. We need to come up with new rules for how to deal with this powerful technology.
I agree. And I think this Chronicle is a great starting point because it lays out all the amazing things that are happening with AI, but also reminds us that we need to be careful. We need to keep asking these tough questions, and we need to make sure AI is used for good and not for harm.
That's a great point. We can't just sit back and let things happen. We need to be active participants in shaping the future of AI.
Exactly. And that means understanding how AI works, staying informed about new developments, and engaging in critical thinking. We all have a role to play in making sure AI serves humanity.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. We talked a lot about the big, flashy AI developments from Apple and Google, but there was one thing in this chronicle that I think deserves a closer look. It's not as flashy as some of the other stuff, but I think it has the potential to really disrupt our lives in a big way.
Oh, really? Which one is that?
It's the one about Jules, the coding assistant from Google. I kind of skimmed over it at first because it seemed like just another tool for developers.
Right, the one that works inside of GitHub.
Yeah. But the more I think about it, the more I realize that Jules is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to this whole trend of AI augmentation.
AI augmentation. What do you mean by that?
It's the idea that AI, instead of replacing humans altogether, will actually make us better at our jobs. Like, it will make us more productive and more efficient.
So instead of thinking about robots taking our jobs, we should be thinking about robots helping us do our jobs better.
Exactly. And Jules is the perfect example. It's not meant to replace coders. It's meant to help them. It can handle the boring, repetitive stuff so the human coders can focus on the more creative and challenging work.
That makes sense. And it frees up the human coders to think about the bigger picture and come up with new ideas. I mean, it's like having a super-powered assistant who never gets tired or makes mistakes.
And it's not just limited to coding. We're already seeing AI-powered tools in design, marketing, finance, even healthcare.
So this AI augmentation thing is something we should all be paying attention to.
Big time. I think it's going to fundamentally change how we work. It's not just about learning new software. It's about learning to work alongside AI and figuring out how to combine our strengths with the strengths of machines.
Yeah, like a true partnership.
Exactly. And that means we need to be open to learning new things throughout our careers. We can't just rely on the skills we have now. We need to be adaptable and constantly learning as AI evolves.
And we need to focus on developing the skills that AI can't replicate, like creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence.
Those are the skills that will make us truly valuable in an AI-augmented workforce. Because no matter how smart AI gets, it will never be able to truly understand human emotions or come up with truly original ideas.
I think you're right. Maybe AI is forcing us to become more human, to focus on what makes us unique.
It's an interesting thought, right? Maybe in the process of trying to create artificial intelligence, we're actually rediscovering what it means to be human.
That's a great point. And I think it's important to remember that we have a choice in how we develop and use AI. The future isn't set in stone. We can shape it.
Well said. We've covered so much in this deep dive, from Apple and Google's big AI announcements to the global implications of AI to the future of work. It's been a wild ride.
It has. But I think it's been a valuable one. We've learned a lot about where AI is headed and what we need to do to prepare for it.
So what's the next step in this journey? What do we do now?
I think the most important thing is to keep talking about AI, keep learning about it, and keep asking questions. The more informed we are, the better equipped we will be to make wise decisions about how to use this powerful technology.
I agree. This is not a one-time conversation. This is an ongoing dialogue that we need to have as a society.
Exactly. And I encourage everyone listening to go beyond what we've talked about today. Read the Chronicle for yourselves, do your own research, and form your own opinions. The future of AI is too important to be left to a few tech companies or governments.
Absolutely. It's up to all of us to shape the future of AI.
And as we do that, let's remember that AI is a human creation. It's a reflection of our values and our aspirations. So let's make sure it reflects the best of humanity.
That's a great way to put it. So as we continue this deep dive, let's approach it with curiosity, critical thinking, and a commitment to creating a future where AI enhances our lives, not diminishes them. My brain is fried.
Mine too.
This chronicle is intense. It feels like we've crammed a whole semester of AI into just a few minutes.
Yeah. It shows you how fast things are changing, though. And it's not just the amount of news, it's how big these changes are. We're talking about things that could change everything.
Right. It feels like we're getting a glimpse into the future with all of this.
A little bit scary, huh?
Exciting, yeah. Definitely a little intimidating, too.
I think that's natural, though, right? I mean, AI has this potential to completely reshape the world, and that's a big deal.
What really struck me is how AI is becoming so normal. It's not just a thing of the future anymore. It's in our pockets, on our desks, maybe even listening to us right now.
Maybe. And you're right. It's becoming more and more personalized, too. AI is learning what we like and don't like, and even what we want before we do.
It's kind of freaky when you think about it.
It is. AI is becoming a mirror of ourselves, you know? It's not just showing us how smart we are, but also our values and biases, even our hopes and fears.
So then how do we make sure AI is used for good and not for bad?
Well, step one, don't be ignorant. We need to know how AI works, what it can do, what it can't do.
So this chronicle is a good start, but it's just the beginning.
Exactly. Read more, learn more, think critically about what you're reading.
And we also need to be demanding transparency from the people building this AI, right?
Absolutely. We should know what data they're using and how the AI is making decisions.
Because we can't just trust them blindly, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly. We have to hold them accountable. And this brings us to another important point, education.
Yes.
We need to educate everyone about AI, especially young people. It's not just about the tech stuff, but about the big questions like ethics.
And making good decisions.
Yeah.
Right? About understanding how AI affects society.
Exactly. We need to empower people so they can be part of this AI future, not just along for the ride.
I love that. AI literacy for all. It sounds like a huge task.
It is, but it's so important.
But at least we're not alone, right? There are lots of people and organizations already doing this work, trying to make sure AI is used ethically.
Yeah, that's what keeps me hopeful. Researchers, policymakers, regular people like us.
People are waking up to this.
Yeah.
Demanding change.
And that's the key. We have the power to make sure AI works for us.
I agree. This chronicle is a snapshot of a really crazy time. So much change happening, but it's also full of opportunity.
It is. It's up to us to take control to make sure AI doesn't control us.
Well said. Well, this has been a truly amazing deep dive, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We went from AI chips to global politics and even the future of work.
It's a lot to take in, but I think we covered a lot of important stuff.
We did. But this is really just the start of the conversation. AI isn't going anywhere. It's going to keep evolving faster and faster.
So what should our listeners do now?
Stay curious. Stay informed. Stay involved.
I love that. And keep in mind, the future of AI is up to all of us, not just the big tech companies. So let's make it a good one.
Well said. This chronicle is a great place to start learning, but don't stop there.
That's right. Keep exploring. Keep asking questions. And thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, stay curious.